Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And summer's over, fall's here, Oktoberfest.
Absolutely not. we've got 3 more weeks of summer, technically. But yeah, fall's being forced on us in every way possible.
The Oktoberfests are already hitting the shelves. They're on drafts. The weekend we're recording this, which is the last weekend in August, I believe next weekend, or it's this weekend, Sketchbook is having their Oktoberfest like party, like full on, like we're releasing the beer, get your lederhosen, we got food trucks.
Damn.
Let's go.
I mean, I guess I'll be more excited about fall when we get to it, but the idea of starting fall early has never been like I want to start it early.
I kind of want summer. This was one of the shittier summers we've ever had.
Very humid, a lot of 80s and 90s, a lot of high 80s, a lot of 90s.
It was just gross.
And then you crash into 60s.
Yeah.
It's like no perfect 81, 70 low, none of that.
No. But.
Oh, well.
So here we are. We got the boots. We got the more Oktoberfest boots.
Yeah.
And we're drinking some Bubble House Oktoberfest Marzen.
It's their very first one, Brad. Get Yo Festy On. Okay. This is 5.1%.
Oh, they didn't do it last year. This is their first. No. They're saying this is our first foray into it.
Yeah, unless they did the other popular fest beer. Oh, fest beer.
They might have fest beer. Okay. So now that this is warmed up a little bit, it's feeling a little more malty. But when we first went into it, Nick said he was getting all lager and no October.
I mean, that's the beauty of these beers is that, you know, the full range of lagers is on display. You know, not only is it like a darker in color, you know, got that nice amber brown, but then you also get these super fun notes that you don't get in the summer from other releases. And you kind of look forward to that if there is something to be said about looking forward to stuff. And yeah, I just wish there was a little bit more of that. But
then the drinkability, the ease that this is going down is very nice because it doesn't feel all biscuity and heavy.
True. I mean, it's a good lager. It is a good amber lager.
Yeah.
That's what this should say.
Does it feel like Oktoberfest?
It should just say amber lager.
But it's a good, ease into the season. Right?
Yeah, you don't need a full-blown, because it's not fall yet. It's summer.
Yeah.
So
I think it's not bad. And then on the table, we have a straight jacket that will open up 2022.
Okay.
See nice, how that's tasting.
Can conditioned.
Right.
Straight jacket. Straight jacket is, of course, the barley wine from Rev, the barrel-aged barley wine. It's the barrel-aged version of institutionalized. That's their barley wine.
Okay.
And then you throw it in barrels and now straight jacket.
All right. Nice. Yeah. So let's get going here. So I have these Bubble House Oktoberfest beers because I went to Bubble House. There was no plans to go to Bubble House, but it happened. We were going to go to Foreign Exchange in Aurora, downtown Aurora. Nick's been.
Yeah, I went opening weekend. I had a good old time at the old Foreign Exchange. Sat around the barrels in the back there. There's residences upstairs.
Okay. I was excited. The food menu looked pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
The space looked nice. The beer lineup looked really good. My aunt was, you know, excited for the stouts.
She's like, let's go.
And then we get there. There's bad storms, and the power is out in most of downtown Aurora.
That is too big of a town to not have power.
Right.
It's literally like the second biggest town in Illinois.
And they were working on it and everything, but just all these spots in downtown just out.
Who's the mayor of Aurora? I like to get his comment on this.
Yeah. So we had to make a game day decision. We needed somewhere that had food or food nearby because the plan was to eat and drink at Foreign Exchange.
Yeah.
So Bavarian Lodge got thrown out. And right down the street is Bubble House.
There you go.
So we're like, well, let's go have a beer at Bubble House and then go eat at Bavarian Lodge and have another beer.
Nice 1-2 step.
Right. So that's what we decided to do. And it got me closer back home. Like, we're as far, so going somewhere farther, that sounded, you know, dumb.
You're deep west at that point. So you're literally at the edge of the earth. I don't know what's after Aurora.
DeKalb.
See? Mm-hmm. Northern Illinois University?
See? Yorkville, the Fox Republic.
The rolling meadows of...
So we got a little bit closer, which was Bubble House. It was pretty busy that day at Bubble House. I think I had the cold IPA. We just kind of sat around and had one beer, knowing we were trying to get to Bavarian Lodge before maybe 5, 6 o'clock on a Sunday, and it got busy.
I forget what cold IPA... It's cold IPA because it's IPA brewed like a lager, I think, right? Something like that.
Right, yeah. Okay. It was solid. Bubble House just has, like, solid beers, yeah. Like, no frills, like, they're all good. And you enjoy them when you have them. They don't make you maybe want to have more, but they're just like, these are good.
Yeah, it's just, they're just doing, all they do is make good beer.
Yeah.
That's all you need, you know?
And then we went to dinner at Bavarian Lodge, which is the, I don't know, monks in Bavarian Lodge might be, like, the darkest places in Chicagoland to like go to. I think we went into Bavarian Lodge like a little before 5 o'clock. We got out of there, I don't know, 6:30. Still bright out. I would have assumed we were in there for like 2 weeks, like how dark it is, and expecting to come out to just pitch blackness.
Yeah, Beulah is one of those places where they seem to always have some of the better beer selections around, and it's been like that ever since I started drinking beer.
Right.
Like, Beulah is always, it's like an institution for good beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I end up having a Three Floyds Czech dark lager. Disappointing.
Man.
I don't know.
On draft. Okay.
It could have been me. Maybe I wasn't in the mood for it, but I felt like I was in the mood for it. I picked it, knowing it was a dark lager.
And that's usually a brand you can believe in.
Yeah.
You know, in most cases.
This is like, didn't feel as drinkable as a Czech lager should feel, like dark or light. Like Alarmist has a good dark Czech, and that one's easy drinking. This one from Floyd just felt like struggles.
That's too bad, man. Yeah. I wonder. But then, did you have anything else on draft? I'm wondering if it's
my uncle did, and other people. I was like driving, and I was just like, eh. Right. I think I was feeling defeated from the first beer that I was just like.
Nah. Ordering another full beer might be a gamble at this point.
Yeah.
That's like, how it is.
What do I want to do?
Yeah. Man, that sucks.
Yeah. But those were my stops in the suburbs. I mentioned Alarmist. Did make it to Alarmist for some patio hang since weather's still nice. And so had the Czech dark lager and the Czech regular lager.
Did you redeem yourself from your other lager experience?
Yeah, that one's they're solid over there. Only thing about Alarmist is there has not been anything new, I don't know, all year.
They're making the same beers, you mean? Like over and over again?
Yeah. It just feels like I've gone there and been like, all right, like, guess I'll get a pantsless.
Yeah, some crews make so many different beers that it's hard to keep up with. Half Acre's like that. They make, obviously, the seasonal stuff.
Yeah.
The staples, you know, it's probably like, I don't know, 10 or so. But then it seems like every other week there's something you've never heard before. And that's very challenging, right? Like, come up with an entirely new beer.
And then hope it sells.
Right. And it's just like slightly different enough to have people care, you know? Yeah. And then put the effort into the name and sometimes the logo and the story and all that shit.
Right.
That's a tall order.
So, Alarmist, you know, they were doing like a bunch of one-off IPAs in cans for a while, but I haven't seen those lately. And you mentioned Half Acre. I forgot I went to Half Acre.
Oh, nice. Did you get this They had a stout with a place called Troon on the East Coast, with and it had candy mushrooms or something in it.
I saw that. I didn't want that because Gossamer was back.
Ooh, that's one of the like original four.
It's in cans. I think the draft's out, so I had to get a can. But
Gossamer was the it was Gossamer Over Ale, Daisy Cutter, and
That's just it? No.
There were definitely four, but Gossamer was one of the original four.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, oh shit.
Gotta try Gossamer.
Gotta try it. I think it tastes the same.
That's funny. Gossamer is the golden ale, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was good.
That sounds really cool. I would definitely have a Gossamer.
Yeah, I think you can still get cans in the tap room and cans there. Label's definitely different. I kind of miss the old label that was like a... Not the... I think Lagertown in my head, but it kind of looked like that, but not really. Yeah, but this one was like simpler, had a dragonfly on it.
Mm.
Yeah,
I like that Half Acre is one of those crews that has a their library is it's insane. It's,
yeah,
it's constantly growing. Maple was a lot like that.
Okay,
you go to Maplewood and you know there's different beers you've never heard of.
Yeah,
and that's kind of fun.
And then on the way out, I saw. Not Gabriel or Matt.
The mayor of Epic?
No. He invited us to the Green Torch event. I'm like,
oh, he's
us.
The VP.
Yeah, the VP.
He used to be at Forbidden Root.
Yes.
He's a swell guy.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy.
Is it Kevin?
Kevin, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like...
I suck with names, but if I saw him, I know his face.
Yeah, I knew his face, and I was just like, he knew my name, and I was like, I'm blanking on your name, but I know who you are, and yeah.
He's cool as hell.
Yeah.
I think he was... I don't know what capacity he was at Forbidden Root, but I think he's like the president of sales at the old Half Acre.
So I guess I did make a few stops around town.
Check
here.
You out.
What about you, Nick? What you made it to?
Man, what did I do, man? Made a quick trip to Milwaukee, Chicago's nicest suburb.
Okay.
And I do like the scene up there.
Larger than Aurora.
It is larger than Aurora. It sits on the lake. It sits on the same lake we do.
Okay.
And they don't care much about anything just being just weird in Milwaukee. It's actually pretty nice. Yeah, so I hit a couple breweries that I wanted to hit breweries that I had never been to before. So I went to a brewery called Ope.
Ope? Like O-P-E?
Yes, an exclamation point.
Oh.
They have a strawberry rhubarb.
Okay.
I'm like, that's just, I thought... Did they talk to New Glarus before they made this strawberry rhubarb? That's the only time I've seen a strawberry rhubarb. They're really big into sour beers with a massive space that used to be like a screw company.
Okay.
But it's like they have a space for bands and then they have a bunch of leather couches and this big open space for like games and patio, like a giant operation like this. They spent money on this place.
Okay.
Ope was one of the stops up there. See if I can remember them all. Went to a super small place called Amorphic.
Okay.
Really tiny, kind of gave off like Pilot Project vibes. I had a coffee lager there that I really liked. Where else did I go in the old Milwaukee? I definitely went to those two places. And then I went to, Indeed Brewing. Indeed's from Minneapolis, but they have a second location in Milwaukee. And I did one more. I went to, Broken Bat.
Broken Bat?
It's like a baseball-themed brewery in Milwaukee, so.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's Milwaukee's a fun town.
Yeah.
You know? Like, every time I went, I was just like, man, like, I like it up here. You know? Feels good.
Retire up in Milwaukee?
Yeah, maybe a little condo on the lake. Definitely be cheaper than a condo on the lake down here.
Sure, yeah. Just take the train in. Commute in.
Yeah. Oh, that and the Amtrak at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, this street jacket is really nice. It feels like a hard candy.
Yes.
Like, that's what it kind of tastes like. You just, like, are sucking on a hard candy.
Boozy, caramely, delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Those are...
It kind of complements. I think there was, like, Cafe Thief in there. I was like, I need something to complement the maltiness that should be in this Oktoberfest.
Thank you, and right.
That's like kind of what I was hoping for.
It's, people hate... You know, it's concentrated. People hate when you say that. Like, just your triple IPA, just let them sit on it for 6 months and it becomes a golden barley wine.
Sure.
The nerds hate that. But there are similarities. This does feel like a delicious, concentrated barrel version
of an Oktoberfest. October.
When you have them side by side, they complement each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And then you were talking about Good Times?
Yeah, man. I came back and gave Good Times another spin because we heard they had a change in leadership over there.
Well, brewing leadership.
Yes. Yeah. A new director of brewing.
Okay.
Yes. Doug Hurst, formerly of Metropolitan, is now brewing at the and now running the show over at
the original Metropolitan, not the
not Zombie
Man, not Short Fuse Metropolitan,
not Zombie Metropolitan. No, there'll be no talk of Zombie Metropolitan. But you know, now this is funny now, right? Because now these beers that are inspired by or straight up used to be Metro beers are now being brewed at two locations around here. You know, they're being brewed at Short Fuse because they bought the IP,
right?
And now a riff on these beers is being brewed at what you call it.
Good Times.
At Good Times.
So are they a riff or do they taste like a Metro beer?
I think it's slightly different, but then again, I don't like the one I have was Crankshaft, which was the Kolsch.
They're not calling it Crankshaft.
No, they're calling it
Chef Crank.
No, they're calling
it Shaft.
It's the German word for Crankshaft. It's called a Kerbelwell. Kerbelwell, W-E-L-L-E.
But it's the German word for crankshaft.
When you look up Kerbelwell, it translates from German to English as crankshaft. Oh, and then there's a tiny little robot. Because, you know, they have that hand-drawn board like beer
shovel. Yeah.
There's a tiny little robot in the court.
It just feels like they almost want Short Fuse to, like, sue them.
Oh, this is great. So I don't know how far along they are in, like, the transition into Doug being the guy. Because there's a double IPA and a West Coast Pilsner and, you know, Hazy IPA and all these type of beers you don't really associate with.
With Doug?
Yeah. So I don't know if it's a full transition just yet. But
he needs to brew those. Otherwise, it's going to be a repeat.
You got to give the people what they want or what they're used to.
Yeah.
The Good Times universe wants their beer the way that, you know, they want the options that they had before.
Right.
Yeah. So if you're going to tweak them and improve on them, great. But don't take away my triple IPA or my seltzer or, you know, whatever the fuck else, stout.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So.
Did German Crankshaft taste like American Crankshaft?
I wish I could say it tasted like Crankshaft, but I'm like, man, when's the last time I had Crankshaft?
Okay.
I know it was good. You know how you drink a beer and you just like don't think about it? You're just like, I'll have another sip.
Okay.
And now it's gone. It's like a pleasant experience.
Sure.
You know? It makes me want to try Zombie Metropolitan.
Okay.
And just see if there's, and see what is the, because it's a Kolsch, right?
Right.
Which is a hybrid, I think. I think it's a lager with some, I think it's lager with like ale ingredients, I think. I think that's a Kolsch. Kolsch is not, it's not an ale, it's not a lager. I know it's a hybrid, but I'm not sure how.
Okay.
So it made me want to say, hey, maybe I will go to Zombie Metro and try the Crankshaft.
Just to try it so it's fresh in
just
your mind?
Yeah, just to see what's going on. You know, but it was fun. It was fun to see because, you know, you could see off in the distance, you could see Doug Hurst running up and down the steps to the brew house doing brewmaster stuff.
What do you think happens if you go try this, the real Crankshaft? You're like, oh, that's not as good.
That's funny. I don't know. You have to leave the city to do this, which I don't want to do.
Barely.
But yes, you're right.
You can take the train and walk.
You with this train, man. I don't know. I want to get, it makes me excited about the category of Kolsch, which is a weird thing to say. That's not something I thought I would say at the beginning of the year. And it makes me want to try them both multiple times and just get to the bottom of which one I like more.
Then you're going to be like, I just like Dovetails.
Be like,
better.
I'm just going to get the tray service. I'm going to get the tray service from Dovetail. Side note, did you see Goose is also doing the tray service?
Mm-mm.
They're doing a Kolsch tray service.
At the
Salt Shed.
Salt Shed?
Yeah, that's the Salt Shed. Yeah. I'm like, how about
like,
that?
Trays look like it? Same?
The ride, the nonstop trays, yeah. Come join us for a tray Kolsch service.
All the time?
I don't remember. But
interesting. I feel like Goose isn't the place I would want to do that at. It doesn't feel like.
You don't think they can make a Kolsch?
No, I think they can make a very good Kolsch.
I think summertime's a Kolsch.
Yeah, I think it was. Oh. It might have changed.
It was definitely, at one point, it was a Kolsch.
Yeah. I don't want to hang out at Goose. Like, I think that's the problem, right? I like, I'll have a tray at.
I wouldn't go that far.
I'll have a tray at Dovetail. Dovetail feels like I could hang out there.
Yes.
Something about Goose that feels like, I think I'm also always there and it's like real crowded.
Because
there's like a band or something or like.
Well, Brad, this was the whole point of going over there.
Yeah, or like you got to sit at a table outside because like it doesn't feel like hang out kind of place.
This is why they moved. This is why they moved to Soft Shit.
For what? To have more people?
Yes.
because they're more people.
They're partnering with, you know.
But I think even at the Clybourne spot, I wouldn't want a tray there. It didn't feel like a hangout spot either.
It felt like a drink at the bar. Yeah, when they revamped Clybourne, it had a cold kind of. They were going for like a West Loop feel.
Yeah.
Kind of modern, steel, wide open, almost like a industrial condo kind of feel.
Yeah.
It just felt very sterile.
Right.
I didn't really like the Clybourne rebrand, sure. Refresh.
But even the old bar. I don't want to hang out there.
No.
It was good to sit at the bar and drink, but it's not a hangout with a tray of Kolsch. Like, something about Dovetail feels like half the time I'm standing, sometimes I'm sitting, we're at a table, I can walk up to the bar and grab another one, and that doesn't feel like...
There's no TVs, there's no music.
What?
There's weird sausages hanging on a rope.
Maybe at Goose Production Brewery, like, that tap room feels like I can hang out here.
Oh, at Fulton?
Yeah, that feels like a hangout kind of. Like, I could be here for a while.
What about the old Wrigley Goose Wrigley? Because they used to do Oktoberfest parties at.
Yeah.
They had a patio.
In the patio, I feel like you could hang out there.
Yeah. That was.
But that maybe this is just me. I don't know. Like,
I'm like, I don't go as often as I should, but I never feel away when I'm there. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, all right, I'm at Salsha.
I just feel like it's a restaurant to me. Like
It feels less like a brewery. It doesn't feel like a brewery at all to you.
A little, but not really. And it just doesn't feel like a place I want to like just be at longer than I need it to be.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how to describe that. Like some tap rooms. What's another tap room that has that similar feel? Like Ravinia Space.
The Diversity House.
Diversity House. It felt like you had a purpose. You were there. It's like, I don't want to. This isn't like a let's see what happens kind of place. Like, oh, I could be here all day. Maybe not. Let's see. Let's call someone up. I'm hanging out at this spot.
You're out on the swings, huh? No. No, no giant swing seats for Brad. At Ravinia, now we're on a riff. Now this is a serious riff.
Yeah.
On the roof at Ravinia, they serve everything in plastic
cups.
Yeah. And I'm an adult, you know.
Yeah.
I drink plastic cups on the street at Street Fest. That's, you know, but if I'm at the table and I'm tipping, give me the cup with the name on it so I can know where I'm at. Right. But most importantly, give me the fancy cup. I'm here for the fancy cup. So that's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I don't know. Just I feel like there's some places that it could be a fact that places that serve food don't feel like places you want to hang out at. And places that don't serve food feel like it's more like a coffee shop. Like, I could be here for a while. You got some snacks. I'm going to call my friend. Let's see where the day goes. But the restaurant, because you have a server, it feels like a little more like, they want you to leave because they want to put someone else at this table.
Okay. I see your point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never felt that way.
Okay.
I don't know.
So I feel like the trade works as well at Goose as it does Dovetail.
The trade for sure is more fun at Dovetail. Well, I'm saying that and I haven't had it.
Yeah.
But the trade is fun and very fun at Dovetail. All
right. That was what's up. Crazy tangent.
Now I gotta have the tray at
Goose and Dovetail.
Yeah. So I'm Kolsching it up. That's okay. My end of summer. My end of summer
goal.
goal is to call shit up, do services at Dovetail and Goose.
In the same day.
I mean, listen, we're going to go crazy. It's the end of summer.
But you can't do it alone.
No, I'm definitely going to have.
Minimum one person, like four people is good.
I need at least one teammate.
I'd do Dovetail again, yeah.
I want to see if they got, now that we're talking about it, I want to see if the coasting was like a one night only thing. Was it like a...
At Goose?
Yeah, did it like come and go or...
All right, and then...
Oh, yeah, it was a big dumb picture of it. Cold service was invented in Cologne, Germany to keep the beers cold, blah, blah, blah. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday, okay.
Sunday service. Sunday. I see what they did there.
What does it look
That's
like?
What it looks like.
That feel like Dovetails feels more like you found it at the garage sale. That feels like we got this made. Like, or we ordered this off Etsy.
Like, we're not gonna ask you for a tip. We're just gonna charge.
But those feel bigger. Like Dovetails are.
I thought the whole point was to be six.
Yeah.
It could just be the photo.
It could just be the photo.
Because they're supposed to be the little rods. So that's what, 6 ounces each or some shit.
Yeah.
So I imagine it's got to be that.
Okay.
I'm here for Sunday service, man.
Okay. Any other stops you did?
No. Cheers to Milwaukee. And cheers to. Good times.
Good times.
Man. I'll be back. I'll be back to good times.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, one note, more note about good times. Happy hour every day.
Okay.
Every day until like.
What's the happy
like
hour?
5
special?
P.M. $5 pints. It's pretty legit.
Can't find that anywhere.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like a throwback price, like 2010 all over again.
What is this? Oh, they're really trying to get people in.
Like, get your ass in here.
Okay. Nice.
I'm telling you, man. I'm Monday through Friday, I believe, is what it said.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. That's solid.
That's fair. Yeah. Speaking of Goose, 312 Day is back.
Man, you know, last year they had a chance to do 312 Day or Oktoberfest at the Saltshed, the aforementioned Saltshed, and they decided to do that and not do 312 Day.
And we called this that we thought was done. They're making us look like fools by bringing it back.
Brad said it was done, and I'm like, I think Ken was there. He's like, why would you say that? And I'm like, you know, it's Brad being Brad. What the fuck, you know? And then come to find out the next year they don't do it. And I'm like, fucking Brad. He was right and they didn't do it. This is hilarious.
But it's back this time. September 27th, the weekend of that. So and a month away.
Yeah.
Was it American football's playing? They're pretty popular.
Okay. Yeah, I never. This is a place where I go, kind of for me, like same as like Riot Fest or not Riot Fest, but like Lala and Pitchfork. I go and just learn about stuff because I never know who the fuck these people
are. It's like a mid-2000s indie band.
American football?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that they're even still around might be a shock to everybody.
Huh.
And yeah, this is a free event. There's bands. Whatever, it's like, is it $6 to $8 tokens for beers?
And it's a full blowout of everything. It seems like everything they've ever made.
Right.
Yeah, from a sour and a Belgian and a stout perspective, they just go way deep in the vault, way deeper. And they have an opportunity to go, well, they're the oldest brewery in town, so they go deeper than any other crew. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of fun stuff on draft. I think it's like 312 Block Party is a time. It's probably the most underrated fest in Chicago.
Sure.
Is Block Party.
It's free. It's falling in this Oktoberfest time. I think Riverlands Oktoberfest is that same weekend.
Yeah.
So that's a prime end of September weekend day.
That's a proper farewell to the season. That's a proper welcome to fall. That's a fucking fun time, man. That is a good hang. Almost a little too good.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm surprised it came back. Like, Oktoberfest, honestly, must have been a bust.
I mean, A, are you checking for Goose's Oktoberfest? And then B...
No, it sucks.
With this it's still $4 a park at Saltshed, you know? Even on days where there's no concert, the park, there's a giant parking lot, and it costs $4 a park there. I mean, Saltshed's a tricky location, man.
Right.
You know?
And you don't want to hang out there.
And if you're Brad, I'm sure there's people that agree with Brad, that you just, it's not a place you want to be. I don't mind. Like, I saw a concert and I hung out on the patio and, you know, I didn't mind it. It was chill. I just had one. I had honkers and I left.
Yeah, but you just, you were, it was a purpose.
Yes. Did I go, did I say, hey, I've had a shitty day at work. I'm ready to go pound a few and just be in the sun. Let's go to Goose. Maybe. No, not necessarily. No.
Right.
No. So I kind of understand what you're saying. Yeah.
It's not a bad place to be. It's just not a hangout. That's what I say. I like it. I like it. All the beer is good. The food is very good.
Yeah.
And so, please invite us to stuff.
Oh, man.
So that's exciting that it's back. I'm again surprised.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
That's a good hang.
Yeah.
But you know, but if you're them, you have to at least. Is this going to be at Fulton? It's got to be, right?
Got to be. Where's the band's going to play at Salt Shed? That seems like them working out some sort of deal where the bands are outside of Salt Shed.
I doubt if you can do that for free.
Right.
It's got to be. It's got to be Fulton.
Yeah.
If you're them and you got this shiny new toy at Salt Shed with the river and all this shit,
yeah,
you have to.
Did the flyer say anything?
You have to do stuff there, right? You can't. You have to try to do all your stuff there.
Right. And then you have a Link's Tap Room right there now if you wanted to, like.
Oh, Link's is in Old Town.
Right.
Yeah, Brad found this. I got super excited. September 27th, like he said, 1800 West Fulton.
Okay.
So it is the real, it's the real deal.
Yeah.
50 beers, neighborhood pours, food trucks, and more. Motherfucker, 3 to 10 p.m. What day is September 27th? It's a Saturday. That's a farewell summer blowout.
Right. I think they used to do it 2 days. They used to do Friday and Saturday.
I remember one time. What was that year where...
There was a line you couldn't get in?
They quit letting people in.
That was crazy. I don't even know why.
It's to the fire marshal. Fire marshal said, listen.
Or there's why it was so busy.
Oh, yeah, the word got out that this is a free party and you're balls deep in fucking Bourbon County style.
I guess, but now no one cares.
I don't know. Well, you know what? We're going to find out in about a month. About a month, we're going to see if people care.
You know what you forgot to mention that you went to? Hop Leaf.
Yeah, man. Talk about iconic local beer bars. Bee Lodge is on that list. This is the last weekend of service for, Cobra Lounge. What's the place? Oh, Twisted Spoke.
Okay.
This is our last weekend of service. And I went to Hop Leaf. These are like, it's super, super important bars when they opened.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's some of the first places you can get all the good stuff all the time.
Yeah. There was I think it was Chicago Beer or Shy Beer or something, had an article about Hop Leaf or something. I didn't read the whole article, but I was reading the Reddit comments about the article.
Mm-hmm.
And there was talk like, Hop Leaf, no kids are allowed.
Okay.
Right? I think, you know, that's good and bad. And I think the article was like, the Reddit was like, oh, reason people like to go to tap rooms is because they bring their kids. It's a place outside their house that they can leave with. And so Hop Leaf now requires you don't have kids or you have a babysitter to go to. So it becomes a place that it's a certain group of people now are there.
Yeah.
And unless those people want to keep coming there, you're not getting like...
New people.
New people.
Probably not. No.
You can't get new people there. Also, the food is mildly disappointing. It's good, but it hasn't changed in 20 years.
If you're going for mussels and frites and cashew peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. Right. And little, super thin french fries.
And you can get, you know, all these beers, all these proper Belgian beers, but you went there for non-Belgian beers. And guess what? I think anyone who's... You're not getting new people because new people don't give a shit about Belgian beers.
You know, Unani, who I have a hankering for like a really like insanely sour beer. So I think I'm gonna go to Unani because I don't see if their barbecue's any good, but I just want like a really, really sour beer. Oh, but Unani, the point is, Unani's model used to be, hey, we're a Belgian brewery.
Right.
But then that wasn't working for them. So then they said they had an offshoot and called it Harper's Cave. Now we're doing IPAs only. Big, dumb IPAs. And then we're going to have Unani really focus on sours and not really Belgians at all.
Right.
So yeah, I think Belgians always have their place at like the table with food, right? And you know, at classic establishments. But if you just got into beer 4 years ago, 5 years ago, do you care about those beers? All the beers you can get at all the beers that have a cork in a case you can get at Whole Foods. Do you as a beer drinker for the last 0 to 5 years care about those beers?
Right.
Yeah.
And want to pay the premium that a bar has because, you know, they got all the nice glasses, which is amazing. But why pay $14 for this Belgian beer that you're like, cool, I'm glad I tried that, but I'm not going to buy that and drink it at home.
Yeah, they have a cellar program, too, where it's just called, Mike's Cellar or something. And
yeah.
There's no... they do a good job of listing everything in the little menus. But on the cellar, you have to scan the QR code. So you scan it, and it is the land of $200 here, $80 here, $400 here. And I'm just like, wow.
Right.
It is not that serious.
So I wonder, Hop Leaf is an amazing place. It's been an institution for a long time. But it hasn't changed and is that good or bad? I don't know. There's a place you can hang out at.
They will offer. Yeah, it's a good hang. They will offer. They dive in. Like Art History is their house beer.
Yeah.
Art History Light, Art History Dark, for Hop Leaf, that's their house beer. They're leaning more local than they did. I feel like in the past. In the past, right. It was really more Belgian.
Because no one wants.
But now they lean local in a major way.
Yeah.
So if there is a difference, I would say it's that. But other than that, I mean, Publican, different, completely different setup, you know. But Publican is like, listen, this is who we are, right?
And no one talks about Publican.
And Hopley, and I think Hopley's the same way. They're just like, listen, man, this is what we're doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If we change, it'll be a little bit. We'll just have more shit that is made within 100 miles.
Yeah.
And then that's going to be the only change we make. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, it was just interesting, the comments on Reddit talking about that and why, you know, some of the tap rooms do so well is because the people who drink are often older millennials, Gen X.
People drinking beer.
With kids.
Oh, for sure.
That want to leave their house.
Yeah, I mean, we say it all the time. When we did the interview for the, 10th anniversary of Solemn Oath, we were there before they opened, but the minute they opened the doors, there was a line of strollers and dogs.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is their tribe. You know? I mean, there's something to be said about that.
And so, a place that doesn't let that in.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, are you trying to it's okay to preserve it and have a museum, but at what are you going to sacrifice to that?
Yeah.
You know, evolve or die is what they say in business, right?
But yeah. It's usually fairly busy at Hop Leaf, so I don't know if they
have. It's a good amount of folks there when I went. Right. There's a good amount of folks. I think it's excellent for like first date night.
Sure.
You know, it's excellent for just couples to go get away from stuff.
Makes sense. I wouldn't know, but it makes sense.
But, you know, it's good for stuff like that. It has a purpose still. If you just want to hang out and be that guy sitting at a wooden table that could seat six people, but it's just you and you got a fancy glass and you're reading a book, you can go there.
Right.
You know? It's a cavernous space. We're not even talking about it. I think there's three different seating areas. There's a dark bar, that's the older bar. Newer bar, that's the lighter bar. And then there's a dining area.
Right.
And then after that, there's a patio.
And then there's still this upstairs space.
And there's upstairs space for events.
Events, yeah.
So I think it's still an important bar.
For sure.
Yeah. So, you know. Don't bring your kid. I mean, you know.
Yeah, don't bring your kid. You can't bring your kid. So, but it's, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the observation. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else before we get out of here?
I think that's it, man. Cheers to the good folks at Black Lung Brewing. They had a soft launch tonight for their second location. They took over the old light lamp space. So they have a kitchen and they have brewing on site. They're closing. I think they're moving. So they're closing their Round Lake Beach location, the one we did the interview at. They're closing that location. That was in the strip mall.
Oh.
We went up there one night.
Yeah.
Because it was hella far.
Right.
And then they're moving to Gray's Lake, which is like the next town over, I think.
Oh, interesting. But he's still the chef. So is the chef back?
He's got the chef. Yeah. Yeah. We weren't supposed to talk about the chef, apparently.
Apparently not. But he stole the chef and then brought him back home.
I mean,
he kidnapped him. And then it's like, all right, I'll return you at home now that I own the building.
Where are you going?
It was like a cat had to return back home. And then all the Oktoberfest events are like kicking off now.
Yeah.
A lot of them are earlier because there are so many of them. I think that's kind of the thought, right? Is like, every tap room needs an Oktoberfest event, so if you start them at the beginning of September, they can run all the way.
Because you know what they say, the salespeople tell you, Oktoberfest beers do not sell in October.
Right.
So, as much as I hate Oktoberfest in fucking late August, I get it, because you got to sell beer.
But one thing you forgot to mention, speaking of October, is your pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
Your pumpkin beer.
Pumpkin. From Southern Tier, man.
You wanted to have a classic throwback. Your hop leaf and pumpkin beer. What is this?
Seriously.
2005?
So I was telling Brad in the pre-show, I went to Hop Leaf because they had all these stouts on that I was super excited about on their website. I go there, they don't have any of the stouts.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, fuck it. I'll get the off-color beer, and then I'm leaving. I got the off-color beer, and there's a liquor store at the Light. Giant liquor store.
Yeah, it's a good liquor store.
Yeah, I go in there, and I'm like, hey, there's a four-pack of pumpkin right here. I'm like, I was just talking about this beer last year. I missed it, and it pissed me off. I don't know why. But there's a nostalgia there. It's like, you know, it's like a little shitty restaurant from your hometown, and it's fine. But to you, it means way more because it's like your hometown restaurant. You
know? Hopley?
The pumpkin.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay.
This beer is nostalgic for whatever reason. So then I get the pumpkin, and I'm just like, you know. Put in a glass, and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on here, man? It's like so perfumey and so like, it's got so much, dare I say, food grade adjunct quality to
it. Okay.
And I'm just like, what is going on here?
Yeah, you have three more of them.
I'm like, my head almost hurts drinking this beer. Like just the aromatics on it are like big, but not in a pleasant way. But in a candy that sat around too long, and now the intended flavors fell out, and all the preservatives and stuff are kind of coming to the front. It tasted more like that.
Huh.
And I was like, farewell, farewell, pumpkin. This is it for me, bud.
That was like, well, I tried it once more, but yeah, it's kind of.
Those days are gone. But it was fun to, you know, get the four pack in.
What are you doing with these other three?
You know,
leave them next to the trash can.
No, they go with. We got some dark rum at home, and you just kind of make a little coup there.
Okay.
And then it's fine, you know. Magic eraser.
Okay.
You know, throw a shot of booze in it. It just, you know, and then walk the dog with the, you know.
Okay. It'd be fine. All right. So Nick's mission for the September is Kolsch's.
Kolsch, man.
I got a Sox game on Sunday, so right I'll on. See what's happening at the Leinenkugel. Beer cave.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Oh my God. I feel like I can't get beer for baseball. I always get beer for baseball. Picture.
Yeah. But. Yeah. Blue Island. Blue Island's there. Pipeworks is there. There's a bunch of crews there that you probably just never go to.
My Pipeworks still a thing.
See? You can get. There's like five Pipeworks beers there. Or if you're just trying to turn up a notch, you could get the Three Floyds can cocktail thing and then just.
Oh, yeah.
Brown out, basically.
Is that in 12 ounce or 16 ounce? Yeah,
it's 12.
Okay.
It's worth every penny.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do that.
Because, you know, it's going to be a long day.
Yeah. I think we'll tailgate in the parking lot one before that.
There you go.
So I'll see what's happening.
Excellent tailgate setup, man. You can even get I've gotten a little tiny grill several times over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I wonder if people get pizza delivered to the parking lot. Probably.
Postmates.
All right, cool. That's going to do it. We'll be back soon with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.